Hello, this is AJ, and welcome to Inside the Quilting Pot. Grab a craft, have a seat, and let's get started. Today is Tuesday, April the 10th. I usually podcast over a weekend. However, this was past weekend was Easter, so I did not podcast. Today is the first day that I've been alone and felt comfortable podcasting. So I am titling this Off the Cuff. I usually have notes written, but today I don't. I hadn't planned on podcasting until the weekend, but then I realized that, got to get my taxes done. And those of you who wait till the last minute to do taxes will probably understand why I am waiting until the last minute. But that's neither here nor there. In this podcast, I'm going to do my usual babble, talk about a couple of books that I just got, my new favorite thing, and some of the projects I've been working on. So without further ado, here I go. Well, first of all, I'm going to do a quick puppy update. Jody is growing. He's getting cuter and cuter every day. I don't know exactly how to put it. He doesn't like his puppy food anymore. He likes his big brother's food. So they will eat from their bowls, each he and Gizmo, and then mid-eating, they switch bowls. Jody eats out of Gizmo's bowl, and Gizmo eats out of Jody's bowl. I try to keep them separated, but it just seems like I am fighting a losing battle, so I just let him have at it. And Jody right now needs a haircut. They have a grooming appointment in a couple of weeks. The person that usually does their hair is off this coming weekend, so I had to make it the following weekend. So I have a little over a week and a half to wait. I am not sure if that's going to be possible, but I am going to try. So enough about the babies. Moving on, what I have been working on. If you've been following me on Twitter, you know that I have started my embroidery again. So I found this pattern from the embroidery library. Thanks, Katie. And it is called Techie Birds. If you can't tell, if you saw my Twitter picture and you can't tell what they're doing, it's a set of five birds on a tree, and the tree, the bottom of the tree, the base of it is a laptop or a computer monitor. So it's pretty cute. I'm making it for my daughter, who is a programmer, and I'm making it for her cubicle. As someone put it, who commented about it on Twitter, it is bright and it is very loud, but very cute. So the top bird, if I remember correctly, is on and has an iPod listening to music. I do believe that's what it is. But the combination of birds, one is on an iPod, one is on a cell phone, two of them are on laptops, pair computers. And I can't remember what the other one is doing, but I thought they were real cute. They're fat and chubby little colorful birds. And what I have done is centered those in a model background, batik background. It's kind of a pale yellow. And around those, I have made piano keys as my border. And the piano keys pretty much reflect the color that is in the birds. So they're very bright. It's some hand-dyed fabric that I bought from while I was at the quilt show in Hampton. So I decided to use that, and it is truly a bright quilt. Even if you're in a bad mood, when you see this, it would brighten your mood. So I'm happy with it. I have done the quilting on it. I have chosen, I think I'm doing black binding for the edge, so that's going to make the colors pop even more. So I've cut my binding out. I have to put it on. Design my label in my embroidery software, in which I am using a software called Embrilliance, and it is made to use on a Mac. My embroidery software, it's an older version. It's a 3D embroidery software for my Viking. They now are up to, I think they're up to 5D now. I never did get the 4D, nor am I getting the 5D because it's so expensive. Since I'm starting to embroider now, I decided to update my sewing machine. I just got that done. I had reloaded all of my 3D embroidery software on my PC, but on my Mac, I have Embrilliance. And it works pretty good. So the design you see either on Twitter or when you go to look at the pictures after I do a little bit of show updates, which I am not good at, but I try. You will see that the techie birds with the name underneath are done in their Embrilliance software. And I like Embrilliance because it has built-in fonts that you can use. And that's kind of nice. It reads any embroidery file extension. So I'm happy about that. And the embroidery that I have already on USB sticks from a long time ago, I can use as a design element in my Mac. So I'm kind of happy with that. So you should be seeing much more embroidering coming up. I have spent probably about $30-$35 at the Embroidery Library website. And I want to thank Katie now for helping me spend my money yet again. But it's a good spend, so I am happy. The next thing on my list to talk about is an upcoming quilt that I'm planning on doing. Again, if you follow me, you'll know that I am thinking about doing a New York beauty. And I want to do it all in batiks with a dark background so that it will stand out. I don't know how that's going to work, but it takes me back to paper piecing, and I haven't paper pieced in a while. So I decided to get ready for my New York beauty. I do a small paper piecing project. Now, it's only 4 blocks. I use some of my batiks and some other fabric that I had. And it turned out pretty nice. I think it's nice. It's part of my compass, or it's a more of a mariner's compass, is orange, and then it's a limey green. It's a good color combination. I didn't think it was going to work, but after I got it together, it looked pretty nice. And I remember now why paper piecing is not my most favorite, because if you make a mistake, you either have to start all over again on that one block, or try to rip out the block, which then rips your paper foundation. But as I was reading, and I can't remember who I was reading it from or if I saw it online, but the suggestion was to use the magic scotch tape, the one that's not as sticky, and it has like a plaid, green plaid color to it. Not the tape, but the container that it's in. If you tape the stitch line before you try to rip out the stitches, it saves your foundation piece so you don't lose that one block. The other suggestion that was being made, they have these little eyebrow razors, and you can find them at a dollar store. And I had purchased some for some reason. It was for seam ripping, but it wasn't for paper piecing. And that was also a suggestion, was to use that to rip your seams. So, paper piecing, I was always under the impression that when you paper piece, you leave your foundation in and you sew your quarter inch seams matching up the stitching line for your quarter inch seams. I listened to, and when I post this, hopefully I would have had a chance to go and figure out who it was, whether it was an online program or something I read in a book. But anyway, moving on. But I had, oh, it was Carol Doak. She does not leave her paper in. No, I take that back. It wasn't Carol Doak. Carol Doak leaves her paper in and she matches up the stitching line. This other person has to either be on the quilt show, and I'll try to look up her name. Can't remember. But anyway, she takes her paper out when she does her sewing. She doesn't like the bulk. And when she trims her seams for her Mariner's compasses, she trims them at a very odd angle so that when all of the seams come together, it doesn't create a lot of bulk. Well, I tried the Carol Doak's way with the foundation in on one of the blocks. And I tried the other with the foundation out on one of the blocks. I will say that I prefer not having the paper in when I'm sewing my quarter inch seam, because to get the paper out of a quarter inch seam, even at 1.5 stitch length, is very hard. So I think when I do my New York Beauty, I will be taking the paper out and I will be starching the heck out of it so that my biased edges will not distort any. So that's about it for my New York Beauty. Hopefully I won't be alone. I thought about joining the New York Beauty along, but they started like at the beginning of the year. I would be so far behind and I don't want to start that late. So I'll do my own along with my New York Beauty. So that is it for my paper piecing. Not only have I been inspired by the New York Beauty block, I have also been inspired by Katie from Katie's Quilting Corner. I'll get it out in a second. Her rainbow insomnia quilt is absolutely gorgeous. I love it. I love it. So I went out and, well, I didn't go out. I went online to Amazon, my new favorite thing. Well, not new, but a favorite thing. And bought Kimberly Einemo, I think that's how you say her name, her book, Jelly Roll Quilt Magic. And I am contemplating on doing a quilt from her book. Well, I will be doing a quilt from her book. When, I am not quite sure, but sometime in the not-so-distant future. Maybe in between, maybe next month sometime when I will have several weeks off before I start my new position in July. So hopefully I'll get that done in some nice, bright, cheery colors. So, Katie, thanks again. Not only did I get Jelly Roll Quilt Magic by Kimberly Einemo, I saw a book called Make Your Bed, and it's basically quilted bed runners, pillows, and a lot of other things. The title is actually Make Your Bed, Quilted Bed Runners, Pillows, and More to Suit Your Style. And what caught my eye was, and I didn't really have to buy a book to do this, because it is just like a runner for the foot of your bed. Instead of having an entire quilt, it is just something that you put at the foot of your bed. It's like a fake quilt folded. Instead of turning down one, you have one made in a turned down fashion. And in addition to the runner for the foot of your bed, it gives patterns for chamois. So that's what really caught my eye, was the coordination and the bright, funky colors. And I was very, very pleased to see that and was saying to myself, I've never made a bed-sized quilt. Maybe I can make a runner for a bed and be just as happy, especially if I can make some chamois to go with it. So once I get one of those done, I'll let you know. The book is by Leslie Evans, And again, it's called Make Your Bed, put out by the Patchwork Place, excuse me, That Patchwork Place. And Kimberly Einemo's book was put out by AQS Publishing. So if you don't want to buy it, just go to Amazon, give it a look, see if it's something you might be interested in. Once I really get into it, I've pretty much thumbed through the pages of both books and saw some things that I wanted to do, and I'll keep you posted on how that's coming for me. My new favorite thing. I don't know if I said this before, and if I have, please forgive me because, you know, I can't always remember. And I don't always go back and review what I said the week or the couple of weeks before. So if you've heard it, forgive me. If not, then it's new. So my new favorite thing is my Pounce pad. I have had it for a while, and I have recently started using it with my quilt stencils and my attempts to improve my free motion quilting. I will say I am getting better at free motion quilting. My movements are not as jerky. I don't have my shoulders in my ears quite as much anymore. I do find myself holding my breath every once in a while, but that's not as bad as it was when I started. So my Pounce pad, if you're not familiar with it, what you do is you take, it's like a little eraser, and you lay your stencil down and you just pounce over it, and it leaves the imprint of what you want to. Hold on, the dog has my yarn. Sorry for the interruption. I looked over and I had a ball of yarn on a table by my lounge chair, and Mr. Jody decided he wanted to chew on it to see what it tasted like. But back to what I was saying, my Pounce pad is my new favorite toy. You ought to try it. Your markings stay on for a good little while. It doesn't work really well on light fabrics, but on darker fabrics, you can see it. And what's good about it is it goes away with steam, so it's a good thing. My other favorite marking tool on the lighter things is the friction pen. Now, I will say I did some marking on my mini quilt for my daughter with the friction pen on the, on the hand-dyed fabric. Now, I decided that the original border that I was trying to mark, the design that I was doing, I'm not making any sense, but I'm going to keep going because it's going to get better as I go on a little more. But anyway, I was marking the design on the border, and I changed my mind. So I ironed the border. Well, if you look really close, and I'm not sure if it's temporary or not, but I can't really see it now that it's quilted, you can see a very faint white marking on the hand-dyed fabric. I don't know if the friction pen has taken some of the dye out and it came out with the heat. You can't really tell. I can tell because I was up close and personal, but now that it's quilted, you can't tell. So if it's hand-dyed fabric and you're marking your quilt with a friction pen, I would do it in an inconspicuous place so that if it happens to leave an undesired mark that won't go away, you can hide it a little better. Like I said on my little top, you can't really see it now that it's quilted. But even with that, I still think friction pens for me are the best marking tools if my Pounce pad doesn't work. So if you haven't tried it, give it a try. You can get one for about $1 or so, maybe a little more. Just give it a try. You don't have to keep using it. I did buy the multi-pack of all colors for just in case. Well, this is about it for me. It's about 20 minutes in. There is one thing that I want to mention before I go, and I will come back and tell you about that in just 1 minute. As you may or may not know, I am participating in giveaways along with Sandy for the month of April in honor of her podcast anniversary. So I want to congratulate on the airwaves or the computer waves my week one winner, who was Gretchen. Gretchen, congratulations. I did get your package out in the mail today, being Tuesday, April the 10th. So hopefully you will get it before the end of the week. Just to let everyone know that I will be participating until the end of the month. I did post a new blog post on this past Sunday for week two giveaway. It is 4 nicely colored fat quarters. So if you want to get a look at what I am offering for the week, go over and take a look at my blog. You can reach it by going to thequiltingpot.com, or if you want to go through Blogger, it is iKnit, the letter N, quilt, the number 2, .blogspot.com. So go over, have a look, look at the fat quarters. And what I am asking as an entry is to tell me your favorite non-quilty hobby or thing you like to do. I'd like to thank everyone who participated in my week one giveaway and left a comment on my blog. Remember, I am hosting another giveaway. This is week two. So if you want to come back and play again, by all means, stop by. So with that said, this will be it for my podcast for this week. Hopefully I will get a podcast up in another couple of weeks on my usual time frame, which is either a Saturday or a Sunday. So with that said, if you would like to leave me a comment, you can do so at thequiltingpot.podbean.com or at thequiltingpot.com. You can follow me on Twitter, Pinterest, and Ravelry as Nitty AJ. So until next time, may all your seams be straight.